And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Glenn County Football Stadium as we are live in Brunswick, Georgia, to bring you the Lowndes High Vikings against the Brunswick High Pirates. Great day over here at the coast. We made the trip all the way over, took a little time, and we are high above the stadium here in our new Commercial Banking Company press box, as we've got a great vantage point here from the home side, right about the 45-yard line, looking down at our Vikings in the crimson pants and white jerseys. And we see the Brunswick team. Now, they're starting to come off here, Taylor, and they're sort of a gray and blue. And as I said, Taylor Biddle up here in the booth with me down on the field is Marty Rogers, and this is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. Good evening, Taylor.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be here. Ready for the Vikings to get back on track after that tough loss to Colquitt County. Just about 28 minutes till kickoff, and both teams have been out on the field for a little bit warming up. Brunswick is making their way into the locker room to make their final preparations. Vikings are still out on the field. Marty is going to be tracking down the coaches here for us shortly so we can get our traditions flooring coaches' interviews when we get those to you. We do apologize. Had a little bit of technical difficulties. We tried to get on the air an hour ahead of time, but we were working with a little bit of new equipment, so we apologize for that. We're going to have an abbreviated Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, but we're still going to be ready to go live action here in about 30 minutes. Crowd is filling in nicely, band making their way into the stands. A great day for football. We're in an air-conditioned press box, but Marty, what's it like down there on the field? You've got some better climate for us down there.
Guys, it's perfect weather for Friday night football. Got a little bit of a breeze down here. It's actually a little stronger than a breeze. Pretty good little wind tonight. But it feels great. Perfect temperature. One thing I've noticed with this field, we're used to playing on turf, and this is obviously real grass. And it's pretty thick, guys, so let's kind of keep an eye on that, see what our footing's like, and see if it slows us down any, because it's definitely a pretty thick grass on this field. I will say the worst thing about it, guys, you guys up there behind the glass, y'all got it made. You're up there in the nice, pretty air-conditioned press box. These bugs are horrible. So just got to let you know that I'm struggling down here for you guys, and it's rough, but the weather is perfect, and I'm ready to see our Lowndes Vikings get some... get a big win tonight.
Well, yes, we are behind the glass right now, but as we get closer to kickoff, I know we're going to slide one of these windows, maybe two of them open, and get that feel for you. This is a beautiful stadium. We got here, and I drove down the 4th Street to get here, and I was just awed at the size of the stadium. It reminds me a lot of Warner Robins as far as concrete, yeah. The aluminum steps, things like that. What is there, 40 rows to get up here?
Yeah, the stands do go from goal line to goal line on both sides, probably about 40 rows up. So great opportunity to watch some football. Thank you for tuning in. If you are tuning in and not making the game tonight, we're going to try to paint the picture as best as we can so that you'll be able to keep up with your Vikings. Looks like the guys are jumping around down there. They're moving to the ball. They're swarming. They're doing their drills pretty well, Bill. And, you know, I'm hoping we're ready to play tonight.
Well, I think, you know, after a loss like that against Colquitt County last week, a loss like they haven't had, or the Vikings haven't had, in my memory, probably since the first playoff game for Coach McPherson against Lovejoy up at Henry County. That was a big, big loss for the Vikings.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and go into our traditions flooring impact players again. It's going to be a little abbreviated tonight for time constraints. We want to get the coaches' interviews in on time. I'm going to start with the offense for Brunswick. Last year, if you remember, the quarterback, Corey Dixon, suffered that what we thought was a neck injury. They brought the
ambulance out
on the field, and he left. You could really tell the first few snaps that he was in the game that he had poise. Corey Dixon, he is a senior for this team, number 18 quarterback, was their quarterback last year. I'm not sure what game he came back for them, but he showed some promise. Corey Dixon is going to be an impact player tonight for this Brunswick Pirate. As one of the guys for Brunswick told us earlier, that this team offensively lives and dies with Corey Dixon. So I'm going with Corey Dixon, number 18, for the Brunswick Pirates.
And let's talk a little bit about their running back, number 49, Grant Fagan. I mean, this is a guy we talk about. He's a senior. He plays not only running back, he's on the defensive side of the ball as well. I mean, he's just going to be one of those guys that you need him out there on the field. And in order to make an impact for Brunswick, they need him to get some yards at running back, at defensive end. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about that later. But for what he can do offensively, as the running back, and then, of course, their quarterback, such a good passer, there's going to be some wide receivers we're going to keep an eye on, too. Maybe number two, A.J. Jackson. So my impact player is probably twofold, Taylor, in number two, A.J. Jackson, and number 49, Grant Fagan.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending the Brunswick offense tonight, Coach McPherson several times said that they run a spread and they're going to do a little bit of the zone read type stuff. And if you remember the Colquitt game, that zone read really gave us fits. Brian Bell is going to be my traditions flooring impact player on the defensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight. He is our leading tackle. He's a tackler on the team. He's got 16 tackles, 10 unassisted. Excuse me, he's got 26 tackles. 10 are unassisted, and 16 are assisted. He's got 3.5 tackles for a loss of 15 yards. That defensive end spot, if we choose to put him at defensive end, is going to be important in that zone read, making the quarterback make the decision, not bite down on the run, and stand out there on the option. Brian Bell is my traditions flooring impact player on the defensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings.
I think for us, I'm going to be looking at the defensive backs. Most importantly, I think number six, Eric Hart. Eric had a couple of miscues against Colquitt, got burnt on a couple of passes, but he kind of recovered from that, got back on his game, played really well. I think he's out to prove himself that he's a better football player than that, and I think Eric Hart really is going to make an impact for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. So keep an eye on number six, my traditions flooring impact player of the game.
Absolutely. Flipping over to the – Marty, you got something?
Yeah, guys, I was just going to mention one little change I've noticed during warm-ups tonight. Number seven, Jalen Marable, is going to be starting at the other safety spot there beside Eric Hart. He's had a good year so far coming in, you know, later in the games and made some big plays. I've heard he's played well in practice, and I've heard he's kind of deserved this start. So they're going to put him in there and see what he does. Obviously, Chris Hill is the young man he'll be replacing, but Chris will be playing tonight. Talked with Chris. He's excited about still about getting to play, and he's excited about Jalen's opportunity. So there is going to be a change there, and interesting to see, you know, how that plays out for us.
Marty, thank you. That Jalen is number seven. He is a junior. He's 170 pounds, 5'11". Earned his starting position. Thank you for updating us on that, Marty. Looks like we've got some little flipping around going on the defense with that news. Where were we? We're on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. I can't look any further than Jerome Daniels.
Yeah.
He is one of our leading rushers. He's played in all five games. He's one of our senior leaders. He's 5'10". Excuse me, that's incorrect. 195 pounds senior. He's had 36 carries for 146 yards. He's got five touchdowns. His longest run is 15 yards. He's averaging 22 yards per game. I look for him to maybe step that up a little bit. He's going to be one of our leading rushers tonight. Keep an eye on number one, Jerome Daniels. He's my traditions flooring impact player on offense for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Well, I think, Taylor, I'm going to really, and I haven't taken him all year. Most of you guys have really paid attention to him, and that is the quarterback, Austin Dixon. I mean, Austin is, he got rocked around a little bit last week, but he has got such six sacks. I mean, this guy, he's a little more mobile than what he showed against Colquitt. Colquitt's a very good defensive team. So I'm looking to see him move around a little bit, maybe roll the pocket a little bit, get some passes similar to what we had early in the season, maybe see 12, 14 passes tonight from the Vikings. If so, Austin Dixon's really going to have a good game. He's going to be my traditions flooring offensive impact player.
On that same topic, Bill, the offensive line has really – they were tested last week. The
yes.
defensive line for Colquitt was very big. They really didn't even seem to miss Jamias Pittman. I mean, they had two other guys that were, you know, just as big as he was and were just as effective in the backfield and disrupting our run and pass last week. So, you know, on that same topic, I'm going to do a little bit of an extension here, maybe go with two traditions flooring
sure.
impact players. That offensive line is going to have to step up. This is a region ball game as a unit. I'm not calling anybody individually out. As a unit, they need to give him plenty of protection when we decide to pass the ball tonight. And running the ball, we're going to have to open lanes. We did not open a single lane, it seemed like, last week.
Yeah, and if we did, they closed so quickly that we just couldn't get a running back through it.
Yeah, flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Brunswick Pirates, I'm going to go with number 37, Quan Tobler. He is one of their senior leaders. Don't have a height and weight on him yet. But one of the radio guys here said that Quan at the defensive end spot, he has a tendency to mess up a run game.
Yeah.
Put some pressure on the quarterback if we decide to pass. He's playing that left end spot. So number 37, Quan Tobler. I'm hoping that we can block him on the right side of our offensive line, and keep him out of our backfield when we do decide to pass the ball, and when we decide to run the ball, get that block down, get to the edge. We're going to have to get to the edge tonight. We could not get to the edge at all last week, Bill.
Yeah, and I think once you get to the edge, my impact player is probably going to be number three, Damian Baker. Damian plays free safety out there. The guy that is probably your last stop when you get around the corner and you get where you can actually, you get around the corner and you make it. He's the guy you're going to have to get around. And so Damian Baker, I think, really could play a huge impact for the Brunswick Pirates. We're going to have to get down there. Our offensive line is going to need to continue blocks.
Yeah.
So we need to get outside once we get around that corner.
That second-tier block,
exactly. If not, Damian Baker could have a really good game against our Lions High Vikings. So he is my impact player for the Brunswick Pirates. Number three, Damian Baker.
Thank you again to Traditions Flooring for sponsoring our impact players. Make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We are about 18 minutes away from kickoff. We are going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are in Brunswick, Georgia at the Glenn County Stadium as our Lounge High Vikings will be taking on the Brunswick Pirates. Let's get down to Marty and see if he's got Coach McPherson down there.
Guys, I do. I'm down here with Coach McPherson in the end zone. Team's in there getting ready. Coach, last week was a tough loss. You had some adversity this week. How's the kids responding, and what's the mood like going in tonight?
Oh, man, we had a really good week of practice. Probably our best yet.
Coach, this is obviously our first road game. Hit the road, come over here earlier today. Do you do anything different on road games? Does that affect the team at all, or are they ready to play no matter where it is?
We're fixing to find out. Yeah, I mean, they practice well. They don't want to lose. They're going to come out here and give everything they got. I promise you that.
And I've heard you say before, the field's the same length no matter where it is, right, Coach? Coach, last week offense got off to a slow start, had some three and outs there early on, but all some later. What game tonight to come out and early on and try to get going?
Don't miss. Run. Don't fumble.
Coach, defensively, you've had a great year. You've given up around the whole season. But last week, of course, we did struggle a little bit with a zone read. What have we done? What are we trying to do? What are some of the changes maybe on defense to try to counter that?
Well, we worked on it all week, did a good job of practice. I think they're ready to go.
Well, Coach, we wish you well tonight. Good luck. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply. No, I'm sorry. That is the Traditions Flooring coach's interview. Again, an abbreviated Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff tonight with some technical issues. We're going to take a 2-minute break now as we have the national anthem here at the Glenn County Stadium. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne. Alongside of Taylor Biddle, down on the field is Marty Rogers. Over to our far left, Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence will be on the computer soon as we'll be able to bring you the live page heating and air in-game stats. Keep you up to date throughout the evening. So those of you that couldn't make the trip over here to Glenn County, sit back, grab a beverage, and enjoy a great night of Lounge High football as we are expecting a great game here tonight. And the clock still says 10 minutes left here before kickoff. We had the national anthem early, so I'm not sure kind of what the direction is going here, but anytime you leave home, you have a few things that change up a little bit. We had some changes. Got on the air a little bit late. We apologize for that. Those of you all that tuned in at 6:30, we got on about 7 o'clock. But thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this countdown to kickoff. As the Vikings are in the locker room, the Pirates are in the locker room, and I'm not sure what they're going to do for 9 minutes and 30 seconds, Taylor.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of delay here. Looks like the Pirates are going to be doing some kind of run-through out of a It almost looks like a bounce house.
Yeah, it's a tunnel bounce house.
It's a tunnel bounce house that they're going to come out of. Viking fans are filing in. What do you think? 300, 400?
Yeah, there probably is, and if there's 500, that's a good number, and it's still early.
Yeah.
Again, a 7:30 kickoff. It's a 2.5 hour good ride from Valdosta to get over here. But it was a beautiful day today. I left a little bit early, went out to Jekyll Island, spent a couple hours out on the beach, and just enjoyed the afternoon. Great weather, and it's I love coming over here. I really enjoy the remoteness of Jekyll Island and getting out there and just walking the beach. It's a great stress reliever, if you will.
Bill, I was really interested to see. You know, we've talked a couple times about needing to come out and pass the ball tonight. Man, Malik Roberts, he is an athlete. We talked to him in the coaches show Tuesday night on the season. Malik has 68 yards total receiving. He's averaging about 9 yards per catch. This is one of our go-to guys. You know, Malik Roberts, is he going to be maybe another impact player that we didn't discuss?
And I think you probably are right. This is a guy that, and I don't want to put labels on him yet. I mean, this is a guy that he knows how to catch the ball. And that's a difference than just getting out there on the field and receiving a ball. He gets his hands out in front of him. He catches the ball in the air with his hands.
Yep.
He plays well above his head. Yep. He plays outside of his body. You hear all those terminologies. He knows how to use his hands, and that's why you see a lot of catches with him on the sidelines.
Yep.
Because he can tightrope.
Timing routes.
And he can get outside, get his hands outside his body, and make good catches.
I want to go ahead and apologize to the listeners. The Brunswick uniforms are dark gray with dark blue numbers. There's a little bit of yellow striping around it, so it's going to be a struggle for us tonight to make sure that we call the right numbers. But we're high up here. It's going to be hard to see. The Vikings are going to be in their traditional white uniforms with crimson numbers, so a little bit easier for us to see. We've got our captain's night first for your Lounge High Vikings, number 6, Eric Hart, number 29, Chris Hill, number 59, A.J. Harper, and number 62, Curtis Hargrave. For the Brunswick Pirates, number 10, Desmond Vale, number 23, Jakari Williams, number 28, Jakaris Wilson, and number 49, one of our impact players, Grant Fagan.
Be sure and hang right here with us for the countdown to kickoff as Marty will be down on the field, and we'll get the coin toss live from the officials at the 50-yard line. And that way you get to be here just like you were sitting in the stands. And get to hear that, see that coin toss, find out who wins the coin toss, who gets the ball first. Anytime you get on the road, I'm just now, I think, Taylor, starting to get that excitement level. It's almost time for kickoff. I've been a little subdued. It's a long trip. You wonder how the players are going to come out of the locker room. Are they going to have that little bit of funk for a little while, or are they going to be ready to play?
Absolutely, Bill. And Marty mentioned it in his sideline report that this is the first time we are playing on real turf. I'm assuming that we practiced a couple times on real turf this week. But you know, how does that affect? You know, the weather is beautiful. The grass is going to be perfect. How does that affect what we do running wise?
Well, I'll tell you what. The voice of the Vikings, Wes James, has joined us here in the press box, getting ready to bring you all the play-by-play action. Let's go to Wes and get his take on that.
Well, I was down on the field earlier visiting with Eric Hart. He said there is a lot of fire and a lot of intensity in our players, especially among the seniors. He said this is a game that we know we need to come out and play very hard. We need to play error-free Viking football, make no mistakes, and come out of here with a victory, because we've got 4 games coming up that are going to be barn burners, tough toe-to-toe, and we need a good, hard game tonight. He said that's the way we plan on playing it.
Absolutely. Can't get behind the eight ball when it comes to region games. We know it's going to be tough to go undefeated. We've got one loss. We need to get one under our belt. Looks like we do have Marty ready to go with the coin toss. Let's go down to Marty for the coin toss and see who wins.
Well, I do know they're doing the introductions there, the 8 players on the field, and the white hat making those introductions. We'll get down. Marty will get that mic up there in just a moment.
And this is a Gold Coast officiating crew. Most of the guys are out of Savannah, Brunswick, Waycross area.
Got a head, got a tail. Got heads, got tails. I want you to call it before I flip it. You call it, I'll flip it. If I drop it, we'll flip it again. You call tails?
Tails.
You call tails, Roger. Here we go. Heads it is.
Ball.
They want the ball? Which goal you want to defend?
You want to kick that one.
You want to kick from the locker room. Yeah. That's what the coach said. You done good, buddy. Right over here. Great. Get away, fight.
Yeah. Toss and they elected to receive, so we're going to be kicking with the field goal to our back, or the field house to our back.
All right, and you heard that live on the field, thanks to Equipment Parts Supply for their sponsorship of those live sideline updates. As you heard, the Brunswick Pirates won the toss, and they elected to receive, so the Vikings will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, it always makes a statement when you want the ball first, I think. You know, it sets the tone offensively. Well, we got to counter that. We got to make them go three and out. They want the ball. They want to prove something. We want them to go three and out and force them to punt. And then we got to drive it down and score. And then we know what's important in the second half. That first possession sets the tone for the second half. So.
Absolutely. I mean, the Vikings hang their hat on the fact that they are a defensive team.
Yep.
So they like that idea. That's okay. Let us get out there on defense. Maybe not have all the bugs and the jitters there on offense. We'll be ready to go defensively, and then when it's our turn offensively, you're exactly right. Get out there and make a statement, and then you got the ball to start the second half as well.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
There you go. And the band, Georgia Bridgeman, across the way. You don't hear them as prevalent as you do at Martin Stadium, but nonetheless, they are right across here at us. And we'll try and find another open window. There we go. And I'll pick up a little more sound in here. There you go. And as we said, a good crowd from Lounge to make the trip over here. As we're estimating 500, maybe 600 or 700 people have made the trip. So nonetheless, a great night here. Cool. I tell you what, we're going to take our final break here at the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. When we come back, it'll be kickoff time. Are you ready for kickoff? I said, are you ready for a kickoff? And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, high above Glenn County Stadium, live from Brunswick, Georgia. We're going to bring you the Lounge High Vikings as they take on the Brunswick Pirates in the second region game of 2013. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And good evening, Viking Nation. Welcome to Glenn County Stadium. Bill, this press box, this whole stadium reminds me a little bit of Warner Robins.
It does.
How Warner Robins, the bleachers on the other side, nothing there. And the press box way, way up high. You had to go a long way to get up here. But what a great view you have. Nick Hart set to kick off. Back deep are two Pirates standing about the goal line. Clock has wound down to 1 second. They'll put 12 minutes on the clock. Waiting for them to get the 12 minutes on there.
And again, we mentioned the numbers. And so, Wes, we're not going to be too hard on you tonight.
Thank
those
you.
Those numbers for Brunswick are tough.
Thank you, because I can't see them.
On the back, they're a little better. Who's back deep? 2 and 1 in the backfield. That's the Sean Armstrong and A.J. Jackson.
And the ball goes deep, and it goes to Jackson at the 2-yard line. He's across the 5 to 10. Goes to the far side on the 15. We hit him as he gets up to the 19-yard line. And that's where the Pirates will take over. 1st and 10 from their own 19-yard line.
It was Brian Bell leading the tackle for the Vikings. And he caught him from the backside. Great rundown by Brian Bell. A 16-yard kick return for the Brunswick Pirates.
And Corey Dixon will be at quarterback for the Pirates. They immediately come out, two wide receivers to the far side, single receiver to the press box side. Dixon and the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. Puts a man in motion towards the press box. Fake, counter, and a reverse. Then they're looking to throw the ball. Got a man wide open downfield. Makes the catch and falls down at the 40.
And a little trickeration, Wes.
They ran a double reverse and threw a pass off, and they're already into Viking territory down at the 40. A 41-yard pass from Corey Dixon.
No, it wasn't Corey. Corey passed it off. It was a halfback pass.
Halfback pass. Now, again, they two receivers to the press box side, single receiver to the Viking side of the field. We're in a four-man front. He gives it to the tailback. Dixon keeps it right up the middle. And he'll get stopped when he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Another one of those teams using that read option.
The second and 10 from the 40-yard line. Ball going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings in their white jerseys, crimson pants. Brunswick all gray. Brunswick quarterback. Keeps it, looks to pass. There comes a rush. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage. Gets away from one man, two. He's across the 40. Fights his way down to the 36-yard line. Pick up a four on the play. It will be third and six from there. 10:57 to go first quarter. No score. Brunswick's first possession.
Yeah, Brian Bell had him in the backfield, slowed him up, but he was able to tear away, and it was Trey Jackson who made the tackle.
Just split his receivers again. Now two to the press box side. Single receiver far side. Running back to his right. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. Takes the snap. Play action. Drops back. Looks. Goes across the middle. In and out of the hands of the receiver. Incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. 29 to go here in the first quarter. No score.
Nate Brantley in there to break that pass up. One half step further one way or another. And that was an interception for Nate.
Bill, you're absolutely right. One other change on the defense, Jock Alexander on the visitor side over here, number 24, getting his first start of the season at corner.
Thank you, Marty Rogers, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Now here comes Brunswick into, looks like they're going to attempt, Bill, they're going to, no,
it's
they're going to
punt
formation,
right.
Punt formation, punter standing back about our 49. We've got nobody back deep just in case it's a fake.
A kind of ball like this, that no matter what he does with it as a punt, if he punts it too far, it's going to go in the end zone. We'll get it at the 20.
High snap.
He does shank it, though.
Ball hit at the 10, and they will down it at the 6. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from the 6-yard line. 10:20 to go first quarter. No score. This will be our first possession. We'll set the ball down on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. They'll set it down at the 7. Vikings on the sidelines right now, getting the play from the offensive coordinator. And here comes Jerome Daniels. Daniels in. Austin Dixon at quarterback. Also, number 34, that is Anthony Robinson at one wing back. And Arvin Berry at fullback. Malik Roberts, wide receiver to the Vikings side of the field. Brunswick's in a five-man, six-man front. Almost a nine-man front in a way. Dixon rolls right, stop, looks, tucks the ball, starts to run, gets hit, and will lose yardage from the 7 back to about the 4.5.
Not 100% sure if that was a designed rollout keeper by the quarterback or if he had a read, a throw-run option.
Second and 14, 10 minutes to go first quarter, no score in our second region game of the year. We're here at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia. We bring Malik Roberts to the press box side, and official, there's a flag on the far side of the field.
And they're pointing towards Brunswick like maybe they lined up in the neutral zone. Let's get the call.
Official comes out.
I believe that's a sideline warning, guys.
That is sideline.
And that last play was a called pass. Austin rolled out and had somebody in his face, so he had to cut up and get out in the end zone.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Second and 14. Ball on our 4-yard line. Dixon puts a man in motion and gives it right up the middle, and we go absolutely nowhere, right into the teeth of that Brunswick Pirate defense, and we pick up maybe a yard, Bill. It's going to be third and 13.
Yeah, they're going to mark it at the 5. It looks like it was the fullback, just a fullback give, and you're exactly right. Brunswick just clogged up that middle hole.
Third and 12, the ball at the 5. 9:19 to go, first quarter, no score. Our first possession. Malik Roberts comes to the press box side. Tied in, slides up to the press box side. Dixon slides under center. Brunswick in a four-man front now. And we give it to Daniels, looking to try to get to the corner. cuts back inside. He'll fight his way across the five up to about the 7 yard line, maybe close to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more, Bill, but nothing there, and we will have to punt.
It's going to give the punter a couple, 3-4 extra yards in his spot back there to be able to get a punt off. But the Vikings just could not get anything mustered there with their first offensive possession. Barely got past the original line of scrimmage.
Belcher back deep. He's standing in the end zone about 5 yards deep. Two Pirates standing about the 40. 8:23 to go. Clock running. Ball hits the ground. Belcher picks it up. Nice, nice kick. Fair catch signaled. Ball hits the ground. It takes a Viking bounce as it hits at the 45, bounces across the 40, rolls out of bounds at the 39-yard line of the Pirates. That's where they'll take over, first and 10, with 8:11 to go here in the first quarter. No score. This is the Pirates' second possession of the ball game. They'll set the ball down on the near hash mark, and the Pirates will be going from left to right on your dial. Corey Dixon, the quarterback for the Pirates. That was a 53-yard punt. Sends a receiver far side, one near side. Double tight end. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle. Gets hit by Stonewall Trey Jackson, and he'll get back. Actually lose about half a yard as Jackson drives him backwards.
They're going to mark him on the 40, so no gain at all, but no loss either.
Second and 10, 7:54 to go here, first quarter, no score. Wes James, Bill Osborne, and the whole Viking boys crew over here at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia. Dixon standing at the 35, awaiting on the snap. Again, double tight ends, takes a snap, drops back, rolls left, looks. There comes a rush, tucks the ball, trying to get outside, nothing there, hits to the corner, runs out of bounds. And they'll run him out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And he'll lose 7 yards, Bill. It'll be third and 17 for the Pirates as the ball moves to the far side of the field. It stops the clock with a 7:31 on the clock.
Yeah, it was Corvion White, number 30, and Nathan Brantley that ran him out of bounds.
Guys, got to give some credit to Jock Alexander, young man we mentioned earlier getting his first start. He was playing the outside receiver then. The guy ran a deep out, and Jock turned right with him, was right on his hip pocket. Great job there by number 24.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Now we're looking at third and 17. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon, play action. Drop, rolls towards the press box. Throws the screen back to the far side. Little bubble screen. And we catch him. No, he's still on his feet as he crosses the 35 to 40. Gets up close to the 45-yard line, Bill, but he'll be about 5 yards short. It'll be fourth and five and fourth and four. And looks like the Pirates, are they going to go for it?
They're looking to the sideline trying to get an answer. But,
and they're going for it. They're not afraid of our offense. We're in a four-man front.
Trying to get him to jump, Wes.
And there comes the punt.
So the punt team's coming on. The play clock down to 10 seconds now. See how quickly they can get out there and get this punt off.
And we're sending number 21. That is Alex Brown back deep. And there's the flag for delay of game.
Long delay after the delay of game.
Yep. They'll back them up 5 yards.
We have the advantage of the 25-second clock, and I'm sitting here counting it down for Wes. And what I go another maybe 3 seconds after zero
yep.
before they threw the flag.
Here we go. The ball will set it down at the 41. 6:32 to go, first quarter, no score. Brunswick second possession, and they will punt. This is a three and out for them.
There was an official timeout, I guess, on the field, Wes. I didn't see that, whether it was official or after the penalty that we called. Lowndes called time? Okay, thank you. Lowndes called the timeout.
We will send Alex Brown back deep to receive the punt. He's standing about our 25-yard line.
And that now the official has finally given the signal that there was the timeout to Lowndes.
Now, Corey Dixon's also the punter. He's the quarterback and the punter. He's standing about the 26-yard line.
Fourth and nine, though, or long eight anyway.
Yep. Ball on the far hash mark. Be punting. It's the north-south stadium, so he'll be punting toward the south end zone.
They hadn't started the play clock. Now they have.
Dixon. For the Pirates, calls for the snap. We come after it. He gets it away. High, high kick. Alex Brown just says, get out of the way. The ball hits and takes a Viking bounce as it hits about the 24 and bounces back across to the 26. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 26-yard line. 6:23 to go, first quarter, no score. This will be our second possession, Bill.
Yeah, that time on the punt, we sent a rusher, came really, really close to getting a hand on the ball, but just was not close enough. 6:23 left here in the first quarter, and you know, it seems like it ought to have been moving a little bit faster, but there's been just three and out, and of course Brunswick had that first long pass and got that first down. It's no first downs for the Vikings, one for Brunswick so far right here.
Brandon Robertson at wingback, Alex Brown at wingback, Arvin Berry at fullback. Dixon slides under center, puts Brown in motion, gives the ball, heading around the right side, gets to the corner, but behind two Vikings. He's got the first down as he rumbles across the 35, out to the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Give him about 12 yards on that carry, Bill.
So Alex Brown, he was kind of picking his way around the right side behind that big offensive line, and he just did. He was very patient, stayed behind his line, and made a great run.
They move the ball to the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Reset the chains. Clock starts. 6:13 to go. First quarter. No score. Dixon looks over to the sidelines. He gets the play. He slides under center. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. Brunswick in a five-man front. Two linebackers up tight. Both corners up tight. Almost a nine-man front. Again to Brown around the right side. Cuts back inside. The Pirates hit him as he gets up to the 40-yard line. He'll pick up 2 yards on the carry, should be second and 8 from our 40-yard line.
Again, Brown does a great job, patience, as all that defense is right there up on him. He finds that little bit of a crease and gets a couple yards.
5:38 to go, first quarter, no score, our second possession. Again, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Nathan Brantley checks out. In comes Arvin Berry at fullback. Again, a five-man front for the Pirates. We put Anthony Robinson in motion. Play action. Rolls this way. There comes the rush. Tosses the ball out to Arvin Berry. Just over his outstretched fingers at the 45-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 5:15 to go and make it 3rd and 8.
Yeah, Austin, as he rolled out, he circled back, and he was on the run, on his back foot, made the throw, and it was just, he had too much on it, too much loft, and went right over the receiver's head.
We need 8 yards for a first down. We need to get up to the 48-yard line. 5:15 to go, first quarter, no score.
Again, the Vikings in no huddle, but they're taking their time as they look over and get the play.
Two receivers near side. One of them is Daquan Mitchell. He's the outside receiver. Dixon in the shotgun. Drops back. There comes the rush. Throws downfield. And the catch is made by Malik Roberts for the first down at the 50, right on the 49.5-yard line.
One of those impact players we talked about earlier, Malik Roberts, and how he's able to make sideline catches, Wes. He plays outside of his body. He gets his hands extended and makes great catches on the sideline.
Bill, that was absolutely right. He's tiptoed on the sidelines there. I had a great view of it, but he caught that ball on the fingertips, too, and drug his toes. Great job, Malik, and it was a great throw there by Austin.
9-yard pass play from Dixon to Malik Roberts. First and 10 at our 49.5-yard line. Nathan Brantley, a blocking back. They're showing blitz. So they come. We give it to Robinson. He's around the right side. Cuts between two Vikings. And he'll fight for 9 yards as he gets into Brunswick territory down at the 41.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about some is when the Vikings are able to spread out that offense and able to run well. 9 yards on a run because they spread it out.
And we have 4:28 to go here, first quarter. No score. Our best drive, our second possession, our best drive of the night. It'll be 2.5 yards at the 41-yard line. We are in Brunswick Pirate territory. No score here at Glenn County Stadium. Dixon with Trey Jackson at fullback. And there's a flag. I'm not sure what it is. We've got Eric Hart in it running back. Eric said he was going to get a lot of carries tonight, Bill. Or he said he'd see a lot of playing time at running back anyway. And a sideline warning against Brunswick, so both teams had one apiece. The next one they'll be penalized for, which will be 15 yards. 4:09 to go here, first quarter, no score. The Vikings are driving. We've got 2nd and 1 yard. Pirates in a 6-man front. We bring a man in motion. And we give it to Trey Jackson. Look at the big linebacker slash fullback bust over the 40 down to the 37-yard line for a first down as we are starting to move the ball a little bit against this Brunswick Pirate defense. 4:03 to go here first quarter. Clock will restart. We'll start when the change. That was a 5-yard run for Jackson. And the clock runs line, the tight end to our side of the field, the press box side, as we're going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, Brunswick in a six-man front. Robinson in motion. To give it to Robinson. Cuts in behind those big Sons of Thunder. And he'll get down to the 35. He'll get 2 yards. Bill will be second and eight. And there's a flag, and I'm not sure what it's for.
Well, it's on our side right here at the 35-yard line.
And I think that's because he tapped him on the sideline. I think what we're going to have is a Brunswick player lost his hat, continued to play, and
that's unsportsmanlike,
that's
personal foul,
right? And they will mark off 15 from the 35.
And I understand the safety aspect of that, but you've been a football player. I have. It's hard to stop. When you're right there, ready to make a tackle, your hat falls off. Of course, when we were playing, my hat didn't fall off.
No, mine didn't either.
We learned to strap them up back in those days, back in the 70s. So,
3:41 to go, first quarter. No score. Vikings with the ball at the Brunswick Pirate 20-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark on the press box side. Tied into our side. Dixon under center. Faces a five-man front. Rolls right, keeps it, throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Number
tight end makes the catch at the one.
And that is Christian. Is that Christian Parker?
Yes, it is. Christian Parker, our tight end.
Dixon play action, rolled right, Bill, and had him wide open. So we've got first and goal at the one.
Yeah, the throw. Go ahead, Marty.
You've got to give Austin some credit on that as well. It was a great route by Christian. I saw him actually fake the block and then peel out. But Austin threw that ball with a man in his face and ended up on his back. Didn't even see the completion. A lot of credit goes to Austin Dixon on that play.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 3:08 to go. Clock ticking. First and goal. Vikings at the Pirate 1-yard line. Arvin Berry at fullback. Double tight ends for our Vikings, and we'll take a 30. We just called timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Quickly, let's go to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
Wes, before this drive, Dyshawn Sims and Christian Parker gathered up the offensive line down here on the sidelines. And something we've kind of been lacking a little bit this year is vocal senior leadership. But those two young men got our offensive line together and said, guys, we're tired of this. It's time to have some fun, put some people on their back. And look, one of the best drives we've had in a long time. So give some props to those two guys. They stepped up and became leaders.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We needed to hear that. Thank you. First and 10 Vikings. 2:58 to go here in the first quarter. No score. I mean, first and goal from the 1-yard line. Dixon under center. Ball on the left side. That is Jerome Daniels. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels.
And I just busted Taylor Biddle's eardrum.
We'll turn his headset down just a little bit.
Vikings on the scoreboard, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. We had just went on a long, long drive. Taylor will have all of it for you in just a minute. And we are excited. Everybody's excited. Viking football. Here's that swinging gate. Belcher to hold. Culpepper to snap. And here comes Nick Hart in to attempt the extra point. And waiting on Culpepper's snap. There it is. Belcher sets it down, kicks up, and it's good. 2:55 to go, first quarter. It's the Vikings 7, Pirates nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high and over end kick. Pirates watch it sail into the end zone for a touchback, and they'll take over first and 10 at the 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings went 9 plays, 74 yards, ran 3 minutes and 24 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 1-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead. The Brunswick Pirates 7-0 with 2 minutes 55 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle. TBT time here in Glenn County Stadium. Corey Dixon, the Brunswick quarterback, in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, play action pass. looks, pump fakes, nothing there, starts to roll left, tries to throw, finds a man right across the middle, and it's a 12-yard pass out to the 31, 32-yard line. Good enough for a first down, Bill.
That was really, the defensive backs did a great job. He had no place to go. Dixon was looking, Corey was looking around. The line was doing their job. However, the offense was giving him just enough time for all that time to catch up in a 13-yard pass play, and they get a first down.
Again, Dixon and the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Play action. Drops back, those across the middle, off the fingertips of number 10. That's Desmond Vail, a wide receiver. That'll stop the clock with 2:40 to go first quarter, and Vikings leading 7-0.
For the Vikings, that was number 31, Brandon Roberts, trailing the receiver and got a hand in there, maybe disrupted that a little bit. So it's going to be second down and 10 now for the Pirates.
Quickly want to say hello to Chandler Summerlin, one of our former Vikings listening on the radio tonight. Trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver to the press box. Dixon in the shotgun. Pirates left to right on your radio dial. They give it to the fullback. That big bruising fullback just runs over several Vikings, Bill, as he gets across the 40 up to the 41, 42, 43. They're going to say first down.
It's going to be very, very close. If he doesn't have it, they're going to measure that.
And they're going to measure.
Yeah, official timeout for measurement.
And let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers on the sidelines.
This is about as animated as I've seen our team in a while. There's a lot of emotion down here on the sidelines. I'm very proud of our seniors. Trey Jack, Buckle tonight. I mentioned Parker and Dashawn Sims a little earlier. Very, very vocal. They want this game extremely, extremely bad. And it's just great to see. It's refreshing to be down here tonight and to hear these guys and their heart that they have.
Marty, I was hoping to see if you could slide down and tell us what you thought it was going to be a first down or not. But
it's too late.
No, with these officials, they've done warned us so many times. I'm staying clear out of the way.
All right. It is a first down for the Pirates. 2:26 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. We are in the Commercial Banking Company press box here in Glenn County Stadium. Pirates going from left to right on your radio dial. They will send two receivers to the far side of the field, two receivers near side. Dixon keeps a running back in the backfield with him. We're in a four-man front. The play action, looking, up there, starts to run. He's finding space, turns, spins off one of our Vikings. A great move by Corey Dixon as he gets across the 40 to 35. Bites his way down to the 34-yard line where he gets manhandled by number 31.
Yeah, and I tell you what, number 31, Brandon Roberts, textbook tackle. And that's what we're missing sometimes in those little runs up front. We're not wrapping up.
I don't know if y'all saw, but Zach Copeland just about had to put his jersey back on after that play, guys.
24-yard run by Corey Dixon, the Brunswick quarterback. First and 10, Pirates. Ball on their hash mark. They give it that big bruising fullback as he crosses the 30 down to the 29. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings leading 7-0, but the Pirates are threatening as they've got down to our 29-yard line. It'll be second and about 5, Bill, from there. We're in a four-man front. Dixon again in the shotgun. Again to that fullback. He gets hit, and Nathan Brantley wraps him up as he gets a yard down to the 28. I don't know why they say it's first. That wasn't a penalty. So we're looking at the...
And I've watched it. I saw one time it was first and fourth on the down marker. So they're just not keeping up with the down marker right well.
Now it's third and about 5 as we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Two receivers far side. Two receivers near side. They've got to get across the 25 for the first down. Now they send trips to our side of the field. Dixon looking, play action, throws out. He's got, was it caught? No, incomplete pass. The official right there taps the ground, says he trapped it. It would have been enough for a first down. As it is, it'll be 4th and 5. Clock stops with 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0 at Glenn County Stadium.
Yeah, it was a good scheme by the Pirates. The wide receiver, he was open. Just the ball a little underthrown. The receiver had gone down to a knee to try to make the catch, and the ball hit the ground.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Pirates will go for it. Dixon rolls left, looking, throws the ball up, makes the first down, makes the catch, the pass complete for the first down, down to about the 23-yard line. Just what they needed, Bill.
That underneath drag receiver, we're not picking it up on the defensive side, and he's getting out there in the flat, wide open.
And I look for us to make some changes on that. Ball on the far hash mark. Pirates left to right on your radio dial. Clock will start 50 seconds to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Dixon keeps it. Quarterback draw right up the middle. We hit him, and he'll pick up 3 yards as he gets down to the 20. Second and 7 from there.
Yeah, good tackle by number 17, Trey Jackson, that time. Looks like they're marking the ball at really about the 21, Wes, so only maybe a 2-yard gain.
Grant Fagan, the big fullback, is back in. Clock inside 30 seconds. Second and 7. We're showing blitz off the corner. No quarterback keeper. And he'll get across the 20. He'll get maybe 1-2 yards, Bill. It'll be third and should be about 3rd and 5. And that probably is going to be the last play of the first quarter as we're down to 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. We go to the second quarter with the Vikings leading 7-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, we go to the second quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. It will be 3rd and 5. And real quickly, I'd like to say hello to Mark Robinson, Brent Ham, Chris Art, and John Robinson, along with my good friend Brian Browning, one of the hardest working board members there is on our school board. Brian, whose main concern is our kids. Dixon in the shotgun, ball on the near hash mark. Takes the snap. Play action. Rolls right. There comes the rush. There's a hole not called. And we hit him as he gets back. We hit him behind the original line of scrimmage. He'll lose a couple of yards. But, Bill, there was a hole and a half down here, and the official just let it go by.
Well, Marty made a comment a few plays earlier that Zach Copeland almost had his jersey ripped off. There's been no holding calls on either side, so we'll have to keep an eye on that.
11:51 to go and a half. Vikings leading 7-0. Moves the ball to the far hash mark. It'll be 4th. Bill, and about, I would say,
seven
yards. And, of course, they're going for it. Dixon in the shotgun. Corey Dixon for the Pirates. Play action, drops back. There comes a rush. We got a hand on him. He gets away from one man, too, but he's not going to get away from all those. Battle axe swinging Vikings as he goes down at the 21. Pirates will turn it over. Now Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 at our own 21-yard line with 11:38 to go in the half. Leading 7-0. Great play by the Vikings. Put a lot of pressure on him, kept it on him, and finally he was brought down by number 50. And that's Malik Austin was the guy I saw get his hands on him and pull him down. But right now the Vikings playing some very inspired football. They say 1st and 10 from the 22. Beautiful night here in Brunswick, Georgia, Glenn County. We're at Glenn County Stadium. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs, the rest of the Viking voice crew. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial, tied into the far side. Dixon's under center. Gives it to Alex Brown, looking around the left, got a hole, gets by one man, two, gets to the corner, tiptoes, he has the first down as he gets out across the 30. Up, Bill, they say they're going to give him to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, nice spot there as he just tiptoed down the sideline. Made his way, like I said, well, they're marketing back about the 34.
Well, okay, give him down at the 34. 11:20 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 7-0. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the far hash mark. This is a north-south stadium, just like Martin Stadium. Tied in to the Vikings side of the field. Again, Brown in motion. We give it to Arvin Berry, the big fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and will get absolutely nothing. It'll be 2nd and 10. From there,
sometimes that fullback really its best play is in that middle slot, that one hole, the two hole kind of thing. He's trying to sweep outside a little bit. That's always a difficult run for a fullback.
10:46 to go here in the half. Vikings out third possession. Alex Brown, Arvin Berry, and Anthony Robinson are the backs. And we're looking to the sidelines. Play clock down to 16 seconds. Dixon calls the play. He's calling it at the line of scrimmage. Slides under center. Brunswick in a five-man front. Linebackers up tight. Three linebackers. They come a blitz. They stop. And right up the middle we go. Big Arvin Berry's got the first down as he gets across the 40 up to the 45-yard line.
In the two slot.
Run it right in between that guard and that tackle, just like we like to see him do.
Guard and center.
Guard and center.
Two, yeah, really
four,
get
six,
right
eight.
There.
And there's 10:17 to go in the half. Vikings leading 7-0 as we move the ball out to the 45-yard line. They'll set the chains down and wind the clock. We're headed toward that south end zone. Dixon, two tight ends. Counter play to number 31. Look at it all to the races. There goes Brandon Roberts down the sideline by one man, two. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
What a great run by number 31, Brandon Roberts. He had about four or five attempts at tackling him. He just wiggled his hips, got down that far sideline into the end zone, and the Vikings go up. Now that is 55 yards on the run. They go up 13-0 awaiting the extra point.
Waiting to swing that gate over. Culpepper up over the ball. Will we go for two? No. Swing the gate. Belcher will take a knee to get to set the ball down for Nick Hart. And waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 10:01 to go here in the half. Vikings lead 14-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Glenn County Stadium. Nick Hart's kick in over end. Pirate receiver will take it at the 5-10. Starts near side, goes back. He's across the 20, the 25, all the way out across the 30, up to the 31-yard line. Big return for the Pirates. And let's go to Taylor. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings, they ran four plays, 79 yards, ran 1 minute and 37 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 55-yard touchdown run by Brandon Roberts. Vikings lead 14-0 with 9 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the first half.
Dixon with two receivers near side, single receiver far side. He's got a wing back just off the tackle on the press box side. Gets it that big bruising fullback. He runs right up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards before he's wrapped up in there by Trey Jackson and Nathan Brantley. It'll be second and about seven as they set the ball down at the 33-yard line. 9:38 to go here, first half. Vikings leading 14-0. We're in a three-man front. Again, twin receivers to the press box side, single far side. Dixon, again, play action pass. He's got a hole. He comes near side the press box. We hit him as he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe nothing more. And on that tackle, looked like Joseph Smith, number 63. No, Sam Maddox. Or is that Joseph Smith, Bill?
Which one number?
Number looks like a 63 down.
That's
or
53.
53.
Michael Wright.
Michael Wright. So it'll be third and seven. No gain on the play. Clock continues to run as we hit the 9 minute mark and a half.
Well, the Vikings defensively are playing that option a lot better from the quarterback.
Two receivers far side. The snap ball's on the ground. Came quick. He picks it up. Nowhere to go. We start to chase him. Get a hand on him. One, two. A block in the back and no call on the far side. But
that's behind the line of scrimmage, though.
We'll run him out of bounds. He'll lose a couple of yards. And there come the Pirates in to punt. And we'll send 31, Brandon, no, that's 21, Alex Brown back deep along with 24, Jock Alexander back deep to return punts. Dixon standing at his own 20. That's Corey Dixon, the quarterback for the Pirates. Now we leave Alex Brown back there deep by himself. Fourth, no, they say he was not behind the line of scrimmage. So it's fourth and eight.
Official timeout on the field. Let's see what that call is.
I bet it's going to be on our band.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, the official is sauntering over to the Viking sideline. I've never seen an official move quite that slow.
Okay, you've never seen these. Never mind.
I mean, I've seen, you know, where they really, you know, kind of just jog and they get to play. He just sauntered over there.
Yeah, he's talking to Mac, and Mac tells the band to quiet down. If he was in Martin Stadium, you know how loud it'd be right now. Everybody would be on their feet screaming and yelling. Shaking their cowbells.
Now we're set and ready to go.
Brunswick Pirate punter standing on the 12-yard line. Alex Brown back at the 35. There's a snap. He gets it away. Alex takes it at the 34. gets hit, gets away from one man up to the 40, spins, and they'll bring him down as he gets back to the 43-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 43, 8:39 to go first half. Vikings leading 14-0.
Jalen Marable was there in front of number 21, Alex Brown. Kind of got in his way a little bit, tried to make himself as small as he could get out of the way.
Bill, we're going to take over on our own 43. Our first drive, we thought, ooh, kind of looked like Vikings of old. But after that, we have looked impressive in the things that we have done here tonight. Ball's on the far hash mark. We'll be going from left to right on your radio dial toward that south end zone. And there comes Jerome Daniels at one running back, Anthony Robinson at the other. And I didn't get the number for the fullback. That is, looks like
Arvin Berry.
Tight end. We're running double tight ends. They go to a four-man front now. Three linebackers, two corners up tight. We give it to Daniels on the counter by one man. Look at him. Bust over three, four, five Pirates. Bill, he runs, rambles for 13 yards and gets a first down for the Vikings with 8.5 minutes to go here in the half, and the Vikings leading 14-0.
Yeah, great run by Daniels. Actually, it may have been even 14 yards or so. We'll get a number here in just a moment. But, 14 yards on the run.
And that was a little counterplay we like to run. Austin Dixon gets the signal, calls the signals out. They go to back. They stay in a four-man front. Corners 4-3, two corners up tight. Now they drop off again to Daniels over the left side behind block, and look at him go. Again, Daniels, Jerome Daniels out down to the 30-yard line as he rumbles for 12 yards. And, Bill, we're just ripping them off however we want to now.
Yeah, that offensive line, I know we'll get a report from Marty in a little while, but he made a comment that on that last 55-yard touchdown run and what they've been playing here lately, the line has come alive, and they are playing so much better. The blocks are so much better.
They sure are. Pirates are staying in a four-man front. Folks, they've got now to walk a linebacker up on the line to make it a five-man front. Their corners are up tight. We are double tight end, waiting on the snap. And the ball's on the ground. Oh, we fumble it, and the Pirates have recovered. At our 36-yard line.
Yeah, that's a quarterback center exchange issue. The way it came up, we couldn't see it very well from here, but you saw Austin Dixon never got his hands really on the ball, may have pulled out from center too soon. As a result, he had a chance. He put his hand on it, but just could not get on top of it, pushed it away, and Brunswick recovers.
8:04 to go first half. Vikings leading 14-0. Our Vikings were in a four-man front. Dixon with two receivers far side. And they give it to the fullback. Oh, did the fullback get hit at the line of scrimmage? And, Bill, that looked like number 32.
And 17.
Brian Bell and Trey Jackson, they hit him and stood him straight up. And I guess you could say he got his rump busted.
It almost looked like he just ran into a wall.
A stone wall at that. Two receivers near side. Two receivers far side. Corey Dixon, the Pirate quarterback. We're showing blitz off the corner. We come. Play action across. Catch is made. It's a pitch and catch from Dixon to his wide receiver as they get across the 40 up to about the 41, 42. And that's probably going to be third and looks like six from there. 7:19 to go here in the first half. Yep, third and six. 7:11 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. Ball on the far hash mark as the Pirates go from right to left on your radio dial. We show a five-man front. He drops back, looking, pumps across the middle, and, oh, Trey Jackson in coverage as the, wasn't Trey, it was Nate Brantley then in coverage. I thought it was Trey. Is that
Trey was there too, but Nate was the one that made the hit.
No, that was Trey, guys. It was Trey. Yeah,
thank
it was
Marty.
Trey. Nate was, there was somebody on his back, but Trey's the one who came in and knocked the ball loose.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update and validating what my good eyes saw up here for a change. But the tight end had come underneath, and Trey took him all the way. Dixon to punt as it's fourth and six. Which we're inside 7 minutes to go here in the half. Alex Brown standing back at our 25 on the far hash mark. They're waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets it away. High, high kick. We got a signal fair catch. We let it hit, and we're going to let it bounce and going to let it roll dead at our 26-yard line. And Bill Osborne, folks, if you can see him, is just shaking his head back and forth, and he's going to tell us why he was shaking his head.
Well, I tell you, it was a short punt, and nobody hollering in the word for get out of the way for Lowndes is Peter. Peter, get out of the way. I mean, the ball bounces up. There's a defensive guy there for Lowndes, almost hits him in the back. The punt returner actually gets up a little close to it. You don't know when that ball's not round. It's going to bounce funny, and it could, you could be standing right next to it. It'd take a left-hand turn, hit you in the ankle.
And it could. 6:50 to go, first half. Vikings leading 14-0. Ball in the center of the field as the Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon will slide under center. We have two tight ends. Five-man front for the Pirates, now almost a seven. We give it to Barry right up the middle. And look at the big fullback. He's got a first down, Bill, as he rumbles out to the 32.
It's hard to say. That line judge has a first down. This line judge doesn't.
And the referee just said,
let's see what he calls. I think it's very close.
He just pointed first down.
Nobody's moving. They're saying second down.
No, look, watch.
Now he says first down. You got to stop the clock. There's the clock stop. And now they'll move the chains on a first down. Very, very close nonetheless.
And the 6:35 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels, and Anthony Robinson are the running backs. We are in that Eagle wing tee.
Want to remind folks, you can follow us online at Twitter, and we are at The Viking Voice. I'll keep you up to date with updates throughout the evening. So follow us on Twitter at The Viking Voice.
Pirates in a five-man front. They got five down linemen, two corners up tight, and two linebackers. Almost a nine-man front. We've got Daniels in motion. We give it to Arvin Berry. Oh, Arvin Berry got hit so hard his helmet came off.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit. Now, when that on offense, your hat comes off, the ball is dead right where you know,
yep.
When the hat comes off. He was down anyway.
He was down.
But had he been in an open field, they would have called it dead right there as soon as the hat came off.
It will be second and about 6:05 to go here in the half. Vikings are leading 14-0.
There was a timeout on the field as they escorted the player off. Now they'll crank it up again.
Vikings will get the football to start the second half. And Alex Brown has checked in at running back along with Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, you got Alex Brown and Brandon Roberts.
Still Arvin Berry remains at fullback. Oh, Nate Brantley. Thank you, Bill. Dixon with Brandon Roberts in motion. Pitches out to Brandon around the left side. He's across the 40. He fights his way up to about the 43-yard line. It's going to be third and one, two, three, about four from the 43, maybe 43-and-a-half-yard line with 5:25 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, Brandon Roberts on that sweep. He gets the toss sweep. And the ball, maybe a little bit, a half second too late to him, had to come wait on it just a second, and that may have been able to, just that second it was needed to make the tackle.
Ball moves to the far side of the field on the far hash mark. Third and about four. Austin Dixon. And we're going to get a timeout. Pirates, with that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Glenn County Stadium. Much like the field in Warner Robins, Talbert Stadium, where we broadcast so many football games from. It will be third and four, ball on the far hash mark at the 44-yard line. We've got to get right across the 47 for a first down. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Trey Jackson in at a blocking back. Looks like Anthony Robinson in at one wing back. Jackson in motion to the wrister side of the field. We give it to Barry. Barry gets hit, driving hard. It's going to be short, Phil. He will be short as we only get to the 41-and-a-half. And are you fast? Do you want to roll the dice, Bill? Third and less than a yard. Do you want to roll the dice? As Nathan Brantley. Well, that was Nathan Brantley.
Yeah, and they are just maybe a half yard short. But Max gone ahead and sent out the punt team. So John Belcher, the punter, out on the field.
And the Pirates, look at them, Bill. They backed up about a yard and a half away from the ball. They know what we're capable of doing there. We put our hands on it, though. Belcher waiting to punt. Kick returner for the punt returner for the Pirates standing at the 22. Nice, nice kick. Signals fair catch. And he makes it at the 25. Pirates will take over first and 10 from their 25-yard line. 4:09 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-0.
Yeah, that time you made the comment, the Pirates backed up off the line of scrimmage. Didn't want to have to jump off sides, give up that first down. And I think maybe that's what Lowndes initially was looking to try and accomplish. But once they saw them off the line, they went ahead, let the play clock down, run down a little bit, then made the snap and a nice punt by Belcher.
Let's see what Corey Dixon, the fire quarterback, does here against a Viking four-man front. Two receivers far side, single receiver. He gives it to a back in motion as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage and nothing else.
Wes, one of the things that we didn't point out before, the Vikings are 1 of 3 on first downs. One of three in third down situations. Just couldn't make that conversion again. Brunswick is 0 for 6, though.
3:48 to go first half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Be second and about 9.5. Dixon sends trips to the visitor, the Vikings side of the field, single receiver near side. Drops back, looks, throws across the field, and knocked down by Jock Alexander. Great play by Jock Alexander. That's what you want to see your cornerback do.
Well, he was trailing the play. The ball got into the chest of the receiver. He reached around, made the hit, and probably stripped the ball away from him as he got his hands around. Great pass, breakup by Jock
Alexander.
Stops the
clock with 3:33 to go here in the first half. Twin receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Their quarterback rolls, looks, throws way downfield. Catch made for the first down. Is it going to be? Yep.
Yeah, it is the first down. And one of the better passes so far that we've seen from number 18, Corey Dixon. Dixon seems to be putting the balls low. This one was right there at chest high for the receiver, and he was able to make a great catch.
Again, we stay in a three-man front. Dixon, twins left, twins right. He rolls toward the press box. Looking, throws, catch made, and immediately tackled by Trey Jackson, but that's going to be close to a first down as they get out to about the 46-yard line, Bill.
Well, that three-man front, Wes, we're not able to get any pressure on the quarterback. And our cornerbacks, the linebackers are having to slide out, cover some of those backs out of the backfield. And we're getting coverage, but we're just not getting in front of the ball.
And they are taking a look to see if it's close to a first down. And they're going to bring them in.
They're going to go ahead and bring them in and measure. Very, very close. I think from our vantage point, if the nose of the ball is at the 46-yard line. I can't see. They've already moved the chains now, so I'm not sure exactly.
I'm trying to see where Marty's at. Marty might have a good look at it down there.
Well, Marty, again, he said because of all the sideline warnings, he's trying to stay, you know, outside of that box, so he's not going to get a penalty on him.
3:08 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. They set the chains down, and it's short by about
half a football. So second down and very short now for the Brunswick Pirates.
I want to remind everybody, Lowndes High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Cheddar's. We'll be there on Norman Drive. We'll be there at 6:45. Coach Mack will be in about 7 o'clock. Dixon with trips to the far side. Empty backfield, twins to the near side. We're still in a three-man front. We've got a linebacker walked up on the outside of the field. Let's see what we do here. We come. He rolls away from it. Tries to cut back up, and he'll get hit behind. Oh, Bill, he fought his way back almost to the original line of scrimmage.
He's going to be maybe short. Go ahead.
I didn't mean the original. I mean back to where he needed the first down to out to about the 47.
Brian Bell,
they're going to stop it and measure it again.
Brian Bell did something on that play right there. He got outside, pushed containment back inside. That's the job of that defensive end. Contain the outside, force it back inside where his friends were waiting on him, and were able to make a good hit. Now, we've had a chance to get him back for a loss, and he's able to. Corey Dixon, a great quarterback so far from what we've seen, is able to squeeze away and get back close to that first down, and they say this time he got the first down.
Well, they're down here on the field. They see where he fell down at, and they'll mark it down. 2:45 to go first half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. We're here at Glenn County Stadium. Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne. I'm Wes James. Here goes Dixon, Corey Dixon for the Pirates as he's got twins to the left, single receiver near side. He rolls right, looking, pump fakes, those downfield, catch made underneath, and Brandon Roberts pushes the receiver down, and he's going to be short about a yard from the first down.
If I hook you underneath your arm, Wes, is that a hold?
That's PDA.
That's a public display of affection.
Well, commonly known as holding.
The offensive line is hugging all over our defensive line right now.
And don't see anything called. We were using three down linemen. Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to the near side. Dixon, the quarterback, right up the middle. Nothing there. He's off to the races. We won't catch him. He will score to make it 14-6. Quarterback draw, Bill, and it was a run designed all the way.
Yeah, once again, a bite. 46 yards on the run and a touchdown for the Brunswick Pirates here. It's time down to 2:06 left here in the second quarter.
And we've got a Viking down on the field. On the far side, we've got a Viking down.
Can we see who that is? That's Marable.
Jalen Marable, the junior defensive back. And let's want to take a 30, Bill?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Glenn County Stadium. And they're still
attending to Marable.
Yep.
Marty made the comment. He's over on the sidelines. He said that Eric Hart, number 6, is off to the side. Heat exhaustion. He's got some ice packs on him. Now Marable's down with what appears to be a cramp. So now you're down two cornerbacks.
Yep.
Safeties, I'm sorry.
Two safeties. And off the field he comes. 2:06 to go here in the half. Pirates have a chance to cut it to 7 on the extra point. As Corey Dixon, their quarterback, rambled to 46 yards on a quarterback draw.
They're going to go for it from the looks of it, this formation. They're going to go for 2.
And it sure does look like it. They've got the big fullback, number 49, that's Grant Fagan, standing just to the right of Corey Dixon. Put a man in motion to the far side. That'll give him trip receivers. Dixon rolls right, looks, throws back across the field, and the catch is made. And they have pulled within 6, 14-8. 2:06 to go here in the half. Vikings lead 14-8. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Alex Brown takes it at the 14. He's across the 15, the 20, the 25. Cuts outside, looking for a hole as he gets across the 30. Reverses his field, Greg Reed style. Oh, they grab his face mask and nothing called, and he goes down at the 30-yard line.
Hey, and I don't know that they got the face mask. It was up around the collar. But, again, we're not on the field. We don't see it, but it's close.
But when I seen his head snatch and turn back, that makes you wonder what they got.
Guys, I don't know the rules on that, but he had underneath the back of the helmet is what he grabbed. But he had the helmet, but he had the underneath back. Our coaches are calling for it, but
yeah.
I don't know.
And you're exactly right, Marty. That is somewhat of a face mask or a hands to the face anyway.
20-yard run by Brandon Rogers. And let's thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply equipment update. Dixon, now we are inside, 2 minutes to go. Trailing, we're leading 14-8. Heavy right means we've got two tight ends to the right side. And we give it to, looks like, Anthony Robinson still on his feet. Cuts outside. Oh, had lots of daylight and tripped as he got to the 40. He'll be about a yard short. A minute 40 to go here in the first half. 14-8, Vikings are leading.
That clock is continuing to run as we are second and one now.
I think we've got one timeout left. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, tied into the Vikings side of the field. Brunswick in a five-man front, almost a 7 where those corners are uptight. We give it to Jerome Daniels. He gets the first down. That'll stop the clock as he gets across the 40 up to about the 44-yard line. They'll stop the clock with a minute 10 to go here until they get the change reset.
Yeah, as Daniels got around that left side, it was a big pileup, and when you said the clock would stop, we were still, what, another 4 seconds before it really got over, and they got the clock stopped.
Two receivers near side, that's Sonika Fuller, and it looks like Deshaun Mitchell with Malik Roberts to the far side. Clock is running now as we approach the 105 mark. Dixon waiting on the 6th to play. Arvin Berry, now they call it. Dixon in the shotgun. Brunswick in a four-man front. They're showing blitz. There they come. We pick it up. Nope, we don't. He steps up, throws way downfield. And the catch made to Malik Roberts. He makes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see ya, Malik Roberts. outside the body, hands up, makes the catch, snatches it out of the yard, out of the air, a 56-yard touchdown pass.
From Austin Dixon to Malik Roberts with 40 seconds to go here in the half. Let's look for that swinging gate. We're going to swing it back over. Belcher to hold. Culpepper to snap. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. This can make it, to make it 21-8. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 40 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 21-8. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box here in Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia. Nick Hart set to kick off. He did a little pooch kick. They signal fair catch at the 31-yard line. Quickly, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, three plays, went 70 yards, ran 1 minute and 26 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 56-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Malik Roberts. Just a note, that's the second touchdown we've had for over 55 yards, guys.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, one of those a run, one of them a pass.
Yep. That's the way to spread it out. And let's see what Corey Dixon for the Pirates does now with 40 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 21-8. He sends trips to the Viking side of the field, twins to the near side, empty backfield. We've got a four-man front. He drops straight back, looks, throws downfield, looking for a man. Nothing there, and great, great pass coverage. Bill looks like numbered.
Is that Carlos Lee, 28 or 29? I can't make it. 28, Carlos Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Great pass coverage as these defensive backs are getting a workout here tonight. That'll stop the clock with 35 seconds to go. Ball at the 31-yard line of the Pirates. Again, trips near side, two receivers far side. We've got a five-man rush coming. We go after him. He's going to have to run, scramble, stops, looks, nothing there, throws the ball down, field, and the catch was made out of bounds. So he says incomplete, but stops the clock with 26 seconds to go. It'll be third and 10. Marty will get Coach Mack here at the end of the first half. Dixon for the Pirates. Again, three receivers near side, two far side. We show blitz, come off the corner. He runs away from it. We start to chase him. He tucks the ball, nothing there, and he just throws it in the ground at the 40. That'll stop the clock with 20 seconds to go, Bill. That'll be fourth down, so either they got a punt, and we'll have a chance to get a play, or they'll go for it, which I don't think they will. Dixon's going in. Looks, his punt team has come on.
Yeah, Dixon, as he was rounding that corner, he's still looking downfield for a receiver. One area that I know they'll find on film, the cornerback for the Vikings came off his man and charged up like he was going to make a, you know, go after the quarterback. That cornerback has got to learn that discipline, that he's got to stay with that man, because that quarterback is looking downfield all the time.
Alex Brown standing back at our 35-yard line. Well, wouldn't it be nice to return a punt for a touchdown here? We hadn't seen one this year. Dixon, high kick, wobbly, just get away from it. Oh, he takes it at the 32. At the 37, and he'll go down at the 40, Bill. Clock stops with 9 seconds to go. And if I'm Coach Mack,
take a knee.
I'm going to take a knee. I'm taking a knee and go to the locker room for the 21-8 lead here at the end of the first half. Vikings will get the football to start the second half. I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you in part by Deloach Body Works at Cheddar's on Tuesday night. We'll be there on the air at 6:45 here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And Coach Mack, we have love this new format we've got where we do the roundtable discussion. Then Coach Mack comes in, we have a couple players, and we finish it up with a roundtable discussion about Lounge High football. You want to be there. They've got a great food, great atmosphere. Cheddar's open from 11 to 11. Folks, you're out tonight. Game's over. You want something to eat? Go to Cheddar's. They'll stay open for you and serve you some real, real, real good food. Dixon, let's see what he does now. Slides under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to the counter. That's Anthony Robinson. Look at the young sophomore run. Get a first down as he gets into Brunswick territory at the four, down to their 48-yard line. There's 2 seconds to go on the clock. And I don't know if we're going to try to snap the ball, Bill, because the official will wind the clock.
I don't know if you'll have time.
I don't know if you will either.
No, not now.
And no, there it is. That's the end of the first half. Let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers as he makes his way down to talk to Coach Mack.
Oh, it's 21-6 at half. You got to be proud so far.
Yeah, we're playing hard, man. We just got to keep going.
Good luck, guys. He's gone, but this. Let's say real quick. Very beginning. And I've seen more energy on this sidelines than I have all year. The seniors are vocal. I'm very, very happy and energized to be down here and be around this team tonight, and hopefully we can keep this up in the second half.
Thank you, Marty, for that coach's interview, sponsored by Tradition Flooring. Vikings lead 21-8. We're at half here at Glenn County Stadium. We'll be back after this 7-minute break. We'll be back after this 7-minute commercial break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.